don't we go ahead and start with prayer, and then we'll jump into this message that God has given us today. Heavenly Father, I thank you once again for who we are in you. I thank you for the new life that we have through your Son, Lord. May we embrace it. May we hold on to it. May we cling to it in every moment of our lives. I pray that as we continue to seek you, to live for you, that you would fully transform us into the people you created us to be, Lord. We offer our lives to you today. Continue to speak to us and teach us to live for you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, for the past few weeks, we have been speaking on this topic of living out the gospel. How do we really apply this gospel truth of Jesus giving his life for us to our daily lives? And a couple of the high points that we've hit on recently is that we are, as I prayed, we are a new creation in Christ. When you put your faith in Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, the Bible declares that you are made new. You are a new creation. God sees you as a completely different person. And so part of living out the gospel is to remember not to keep going back to the old self, but to feed the Spirit, to live by the Spirit. And last week we began to talk about how the fact that part of our struggle with living fully for God is that there is resistance to that in this world. There is a true spiritual battle. There are demons and spiritual forces that are at work to prevent us from fulfilling God's plans for us. And we need to learn how to reject them and listen more and more to the Spirit. And so Paul in Ephesians 6 describes the armor of God. And we want to walk through each of those pieces of the armor, thinking about the tools that God has given us to live fully for him. I want to highlight as we get into this that this battle is real, but we should not lose heart. We're not just at the mercy of those forces around you, but you are a temple of the Holy Spirit. God is with you, and he has provided you all that you need to have victory. In before he was arrested, Jesus was speaking to his disciples, and he said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. And so Jesus has given us this promise that he has overcome the world. He has overcome the darkness in this world. And so as we continue to pursue him, we can overcome as well. And in speaking to Peter, in Matthew 16, 18, Jesus says, I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. Again, Jesus declares that there is nothing in this world that will prevent his work from being done. His church will overcome those spiritual forces. Now, our choices, of course, affect how much of God's blessings and fulfillment we will experience. It will affect how much joy and peace we will experience in this life, or how much healing will occur, how much we remain trapped in the past. Our choices affect those things. But in the end, we can have assurance that you will be with him and you will be completely transformed into the likeness of Christ. God will prevail. Our choice is simply how quickly and how often are we going to agree with him and pursue him? How much of his blessings are we going to experience? And so, as I said, God has given us tools to fight this battle. It is an advantage that we have that he is with us, that he has spoken to us, and he has provided for us to stand against the devil's schemes. So let's open up to Ephesians 6. If you would, open up those Bibles near you or Bibles you brought with you to Ephesians 6, verse 10. And we'll just start here again where Paul begins describing this spiritual battle and begin to take a look at these tools that God has given us. So Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 begins, Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything, to stand. And it's important to highlight just for a moment there what Paul says the goal here is to stand your ground against those evil forces. When you look at the Greek words here, the word is really to withstand. Withstand the attack. Withstand those schemes. The devil is persistent in his attacks against us and against God's work. Right? That's what he's really trying to foil, is God's work. And he will be persistent. And he will continue to come at you with those lies, with those accusations, with the deception. And our goal as we take on this armor of God is to withstand that, to stand up against those attacks and be able to repel them. And so Paul continues on in verse 14, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. And that's where I want to focus our discussion today. Stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. Or again, going back to the Greek, the term is, the phrase is more, having girded your loins with truth. And I have a picture of a suit of armor up on the screen there, and you see that broad belt and kind of that girdle, that metal girdle around the loins of the soldier. That's kind of the image that is being presented here. As you research this, there's a couple different images presented. Some talk about taking your tunic and wrapping up around you and being ready for battle. But there's also, and I think fitting with the idea of being girded with truth, is being protected by this broad girdle of armor. If you don't have this part of your armor on and you take an attack against your body, you will likely die. So we need truth protecting us. And the key point I want to get across today is that truth is vital in this spiritual battle. We really cannot survive without truth. We cannot withstand the attacks of the enemy without truth. And it's important to acknowledge, even today in our culture, how vital truth is. We live at a time when truth is seen as relative in all kinds of ways. Each person has their own view of what truth is, and we try to create this culture that accepts that as some sort of reality. But it falls and crumbles apart. There is real truth in this world. And it is vital that we are people that pursue what is really true. Truth beyond our own hearts, truth beyond our own beliefs, truth beyond what we can see in front of us sometimes. Because truth is vital. We need to hold on to the truth about God. And God graciously has given us his word, the Bible, as a foundation for telling us who he really is. It's in the Bible that we discover that God is our creator. And that he is a loving creator. He has great joy in this creation that he has made. He is greatly pleased with who he made us to be. He has a great love for mankind and desires a relationship with us. He has patience for us. He is just. He seeks to care for those who are weak and in need. And he deals with sin justly. But he also deals with sin graciously by sending his son. Jesus took the penalty that we deserve for our sin, so that we could be free. And so God's justice came through in his grace that Jesus paid the price for us. Satan, however, lies. He tells us that God does not care about us. He tells us that God is distant. He will tell you that God is holding your sin against you. He will remind you of everything that you have done wrong in your life and tell you that that's who you are. And I find this men especially struggle with. I see a few of you nodding your heads. Satan will remind you of that, but that's not the whole truth. The truth about us is vital. Yes, we are sinners, but we have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. We have been made into a new creation, and nothing can take that away. And so we need to remind ourselves of that truth about what God has done for us. Satan will try to convince you that you don't matter, that you will be judged, that nobody really wants to be with you. He will send many convincing thoughts that you don't belong here, that you don't have a purpose. We need to stand up against that lie, that God has made us for a purpose. He has prepared a life for us and a purpose for us in this life, that he desires to be with you, that he is always with you no matter what you've done or where you go. He will not leave you. And he will provide for you. Those are the truths that we need to cling to in this spiritual battle, because truth is vital. Satan will lie to us about one another. He will try to divide and tear us all apart, to teach us that we shouldn't trust one another. And there will be moments that those lies are so convincing that you're certain you're right. But we need to seek out the truth and hold on to God's truth regardless of what's happening in those circumstances. We need to continue to come together as God's people, continue to see past any lies or any accusations or any obstacles that pull us apart. Because truth is vital. Without these truths, without the truth about who God is, about who you are and what he's done for you, about who we are as the church, everything falls apart. So God has given us this truth that starts with understanding his word and seeking him daily in it and clinging to those truths to stand against the devil's schemes. Now, it is a challenge. Those lies come quickly and they come loud and they have many convincing proofs. And that's where we have to make God's word more important and more true than our own thoughts even. God's word says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. That is a key verse for us to continue to remember. But trust not in our own understanding sometimes, to seek his truth. Jesus spoke about the value and the power of truth in John 8, 31 and 32. Let me just read that for you. John 8, 31 and 32. He said to the Jews who believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And so what does it take to know the truth and have the truth set us free? Holding to Jesus' teachings. Truly being his disciples. And this is why over and over you will hear us hammer in this church, open your Bibles. Bring your Bibles. Read the Bible with us. Get involved in a Bible study. Spend daily time in the Bible. Why? Because that is where you're going to find that truth that you need to gird your body with to protect you in this spiritual battle. We need to have the truth in our hearts and on our tongues. And we can never get enough of it. I confess to you that sometimes I forget God's truth. You may think that as a pastor that, of course, I'm going to know it. No, I don't. I am just as human and susceptible to attack as you are. We need to have God's word filling us daily to be girded with that truth. Truth is vital in the spiritual attack. It will take much effort sometimes to find that truth and hold on to it, but it is worthwhile because it brings freedom and protects us against the lies of the enemy. And I want to close this message with a passage from Philippians chapter 4, where again we're reminded in God's word to hold on to what God says is true, no matter what we are persevering through in this world. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 9, where Paul writes, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. In order to protect ourselves with truth, we need to fill our hearts and minds with those things that are true and noble and right and pure and lovely and excellent and praiseworthy. And that's what we find in God's word as we continue to explore it and really discover who God is and who he made us to be and how we can live in that truth. And so let's pray as we close our time in the word today, asking for God to fill us with his truth, to teach us to know his truth more and to stand on that truth, regardless of anything we hear from the enemy. Let's pray together. Lord God, I thank you for the truth that you have given us, for a solid foundation in your word, Lord. And I pray at first of all, Lord, that you would help us remove any doubts about the trustworthiness of the Bible. If any of us here has any doubts, Lord, I pray that you would just cause them to seek out the answers. Let them come to us and ask, and just relieve any doubts that we have about the trustworthiness of your word as a source of truth. And Lord, I pray that you would fill us with a need to know you better. Fill us with a strong desire to be filled with your word and your truth. Give us opportunities, Lord, to discover your truth more, and remove any obstacles that we throw up that prevent us from pursuing those opportunities. Draw us more deeply into your truth, Lord. Fill our lips with your words. Fill our hearts with your words. And let your words ring through our minds, Lord, louder than any other voice. We need your truth to protect our lives, to gird us in this battle, Lord. We want more of that truth. I pray that you provide it to us, Lord. We pray that you open our hearts and minds to knowing you. Give us clarity as we pursue and study your word, Lord. Let us see how it all fits together and points to this truth of the greatness of you, your love for us, your desire to be in our lives, and the new life that we have through your Son. Let it all work together, and let our hearts and minds be filled with those things that are noble, and praiseworthy, and excellent, and true, Lord. And I ask for your blessing on us, your church, True North Church, Lord, as we continue to pursue your truth. Bless us that we may live more fully for you and that we can withstand any attack that comes our way. In Jesus' name, amen.